This is Floor Radio. I'm Dave Foster. This is the fifth and final part of a conversation with floor covering retailer Fred Reinhardt. He owns Reinhardt Carpet Outlet. It's in Philadelphia. Your operation, Reinhardt Carpet Outlet, as you mentioned, has been around for four generations. It's been successful. You're successful now. You've been successful for years. Do you see an extension, maybe building out in the suburbs, somewhere else in the city? Is that in the cards?
We've always been on the prowl for multi-store locations for reasons that largely had to do with lack of faith in personnel. Have we not extended past the storefront here? Yes, I'm always on the prowl for great opportunities, David. And in fact, there is one opportunity that I've been thinking about, and I think that in the larger world, when it gets tougher and tougher for customers to come to you, you've got to figure out ways to get to the customer. So the website becomes almost like a bridge to maybe us going mobile somehow, some way, someday. And Steve Abernathy and I have talked about some ideas that they've got down at Shaw. And I know that there's mobile operators that have been on the street. Lenny Rankin from way back when did things. And he used to be an Armstrong wholesale salesman for the old Raymond Raisin Company that came in here in Philadelphia when I first started almost 30 years ago. And, boy, has he done a nice job with his store-on-wheels concepts. And have we seen more and more operators, the Carpet One guys and the Abbey guys, going that way? Sure. And I'm all excited about some ideas I've been talking about with Steve, and I volunteered to be a guinea pig on something. So we'll see. We'll see what happens on that, but we are always open and amenable and agreeable to anything that can help us help ourselves, David. That's why we're in business.
That's interesting. That would be a natural for you, it would seem.
Well, what it will do is extend our reach and be able to take the people who maybe have a perception issue about, I don't know about going into the city or going over the ridge or on the other side of the river. After all, Philadelphia's always been a very parochial town that way, David. You know, the neighborhoods have always been strongly associated. You know, there's always been strong associations with, like, the neighborhood you came from. You came from Kensington. You came from King Sessing. You came from Penn Valley. You came from wherever neighborhood you came from. And it's still very much that way. But when people who live outside the city have a perception that, ooh, Philadelphia's got a crime problem. Ooh, Philadelphia's the murder capital of the world. Ooh, Philadelphia, why drive on that busy expressway when I can go 20 minutes in the other direction to King of Prussia or to Cherry Hill or to Springfield, Delaware County or to Neshaminy, Bucks County? There's all kinds of wonderful selling environments that surround our city proper. It's one of the reasons why the city has struggled over the years. A lot of the guts of the city moved out and about within a 45-minute ride of downtown Center City, Philadelphia. And it is a very, very, it's the fifth or sixth largest marketplace in America, and there's a lot of fiscal strength here. But a lot of it's gotten away from us, so there are perception issues, David. And as a retailer, we are keen to understanding these perception issues. So maybe one of the things that's got to change is that in order to grow our business down the road, and with a good boost of technology assist, we can take more of the product, a virtual store, to the customer. And we're absolutely seriously considering the what-ifs of extending ourselves that way. And yes, we've got some young blood in here. We're trying to marry into the concepts of the next 25 years. I'm 54 years old now, David. I still figure I got a lot of years left. And like my pop, I don't want to just stop working. I want to always know I can hang my hat someplace, but I want to be able to see. One of my measures of success as a businessman will see that this can go to the next generation. And it looks like it won't be within the family bloodline, but it might be another way that keeps it in the family and will be able to keep the ties and the names and the continuity going. So keep your fingers crossed for us. We're working on it, David.
Very interesting, very interesting. We're looking at surfaces upcoming. The Shaw Regional Markets are coming. What are your plans?
We hear that the Shaw Regional Market's going to be out of the branch this year. It used to be in Atlantic City the last few years, Mohawk 2. I don't know what Mohawk's plans are. I have not heard them yet, but Shaw, if and when they got something to show, is up at the branch, and if they need us by appointment, it'll be our pleasure to be there. We want to see what's new. We want to see what's exciting. We want to see what's different. And we need a place to once again express our concerns and our constructive criticisms. And we look forward to the process. As far as Vegas, we're still betwixt and between as to whether we're going to go. I don't need it for a buying mission. I don't even need it to scout for product right now. However, I do love the idea of meeting and mingling. And, of course, who doesn't like to go to Vegas and have fun and games?
Yeah. However, well, I hope you come this year.
Yeah, but I'm coming from the East Coast, David, and it takes 3 to 5 days out of my schedule, and it happens to be a lot of time to devote and dedicate, and then that means bringing my wife, and that means seeing my West Coast cousins who are in the floor covering business out there, and we love to be with them, and that means we're going to spend a lot of money and time, and I got to weigh that against the practical needs of my store. Plus, if some of the changes we're thinking about doing come into play, it's going to be in the dark days of January and February where we need to be hands-on with effecting these changes so that come the spring we emerge as, you know, the 08 version of what's happening at Reinhardt Carpet Outlet. So we're actually registered. Shane Barry, my general manager, and I, we are actually registered for services. I paid. By the way, they're charging $10 a head this year for advanced registration.
I didn't realize that.
And I didn't have any problem coming up with $10 a head, and I'm still not even sure I'm going, but I'm registered, and we may go.
Well, I can tell you the casinos missed you last year.
Well, 2 years ago, we actually did pretty good. In fact, it was Luxor. It was very nice to me. And they keep telling me to come on back, but, you know, I'm not so fast. I want to give it back to them, David.
I hear you.
And it was nice to be with you out in Vegas,
yeah,
too.
I wish I could
spend more time with you out there.
I was looking forward to you coming out. And
are you going to do the video thing again this year in Vegas?
I surely am.
Well, let me tell you something. That was great. I wasn't in Vegas last year, but I didn't miss much of Vegas, not only through my own contacts and what I needed to know and find out, but then you and your video streaming and your video reporting that you did, that was great, David, because for about almost a month and a half after Vegas, every day I'm learning something new about what went on in Vegas and getting different points of view or information. And that was a great service for us, David. So if there's something I can do to help you with something like that, it would be our pleasure.
Well, I may just tap you, and this year is going to be bigger and better. We had talked on the front end, Fred, business is not great anywhere. It's not great in Philadelphia. What are your expectations going forward? Do you see any light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, the big boys in our industry are telling us 09's really when they begin to see the turnaround. I myself personally think it's going to – I don't think we've bottomed out yet, David. On the macro, on the national level, I think it's going to bleed a little more before it starts to level off. And when I say level off, look at the housing starts, look at the refinances, look at the bankruptcy numbers, look at the repo numbers, the repossession numbers. When you look at all the macro numbers about where the money is or isn't, and where the money is going or is not going, those are the leading indicators that tell us where our industry is going to then follow behind. And from what I'm hearing, not just from the Shaw guys, but from the industry in general and all my contacts and sources of information, and I bet a lot of them are the same that you're hearing from, they're not really seeing much of a turnaround until 09. Now, what does that mean for 08? Because very soon we're going to be in 08. I can tell you that at Reinhardt's, what we're planning on doing is keeping the store streamlined, keeping the store full, better identifying our voids of products so that we have on hand what it is that people want, and combing through our sample offerings so that on our cut order selections, because we don't just sell from roll goods, we sell a fair amount of cut orders here, we got to make sure that what is offered on the floor is in step with what people want, because you can't stock everything that people want to buy. So that's our job. That's our job, and it's more of the same. That's one of the things I like about our business. I would say it to you differently if I saw you in person, but since we're speaking on the radio, David, I'll say same stuff another day. And our job is to do the same thing day after day and keep doing it to the best of our ability. So, David, it's going to be more of the same stuff another day, and hopefully we'll keep doing it better and better every day.
I will use my imagination on what you just said.
There you go.
Fred, it's always a pleasure talking with you. I always enjoy it. Good talking with somebody from Philadelphia, and I hope we see you out in Vegas this year.
We appreciate being with you, David, anytime and anywhere, whether it's on the phone, the internet, or face-to-face. And thanks for doing what you do. You do a great service for this industry, and I don't think there's anybody else like you in our industry, David. So you're a unique resource, and God bless you for what you bring to the table.
Well, I appreciate it, Fred, and we'll be talking to you soon, and hopefully, as I mentioned, hopefully seeing you out in Vegas.
Okay.
Thanks again, Fred.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Fred Reinhart. He is the owner of Reinhart Carpet Outlet in Philadelphia, and you're listening to Floor Radio.